At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another unboxing.
Yeah, they're tough.
Box of crap.
This is one of those things where, one of these days we're going to get cameras, right? Or at least in the studio, I think there's going to be cameras.
I think soon, yeah.
The audio unboxing is a little tough.
Wasn't that supposed to be like 2 years ago?
Well, remember it was like 4 years ago.
Four,
remember?
Okay.
And it happened, and then something happened, and it stopped. But what I heard was the camera is going to be operated by AI or something.
What?
So not Allen Iverson.
By, no, I'm saying.
Like, it's going to basically whoever's talking, the camera's going to go on that person. Kind of like Zoom, you know?
Okay.
But so they, you know, so they don't have to hire somebody to do it.
Right.
Because that's why it stopped, is because, you know, during COVID and then afterwards, our company went bankrupt.
Right.
I don't know if people know that or not, but we're clear, baby. We came through Chapter 11. We came out the other side. Our company went bankrupt, so we weren't really doing any extra stuff like that.
Stand chopper.
We got a chopper for vegetables and fruit.
All right.
Stand chopper.
That's kind of like the what?
Yeah, slap chop.
Slap chop.
Old school slap chop.
Yeah.
We have a 3-in-1 charge your phone, your Apple Watch, and your pods.
That's cool. Is that a that's so you sit it on top of it?
No, that's where you stand on it.
Oh, you have to plug it in?
Right. The phone's on the stand and the watch is on the backside with the pods in.
My phone will now only charge when sitting on one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
The little port doesn't work anymore.
You might be able to use this bunk?
Yep. That means
sandpaper?
That means they're trying to get you.
Oh, yeah.
To get a new phone.
And they're going to have to pry it out of my cold, dead hands, just like every other phone I've ever had.
Would you use sandpaper?
I've got some.
Okay.
But I appreciate it.
It's a variety pack.
I'm good on sandpaper. But you never know when you might need some. Keep it at the house.
I won't need it.
You might need to smooth down a corner. You never know.
I think
you need to scuff up a...
Table
you
cloth?
Seem like the type of guy that would cheat in softball.
Uh-huh.
You could scuff up a softball for... advantage extra spin.
Extra spin, yeah.
Andy, I'm good enough. I don't need to.
Oh, don't even need to cheat. Got it.
I just hit opposite field, then run.
Good. Got it.
Well,
it's a pretty good box. I don't know. How much you pay for that thing?
Eco-friendly cleansing set. Oh.
What the hell is that? What, cloth coasters?
No. It's like skincare routines. Makeup remover, face round... Exfoliator. Anyone?
I'll take it.
Want to give that to
them? Yeah, my wife will use that.
Yeah, hell yeah. And then I think this is a big blue tablecloth.
I'm good.
So, that's what it looks like.
Huh. All right. How much did you pay for that?
$10.
You got a charger?
You got a keychain light.
Keychain light?
You never know when you need that.
I got an exfoliator. Like, I feel like that's $10 worth.
Stand chopper?
Worth of stuff?
Sure, why not?
Will you chop stuff with that?
No.
Because the thing about it is, chopping with a knife's not that hard.
No.
Like, That's
actually
what,
enjoy it.
Some of the infomercials, you know, they like are trying to make hard things in your life more simple, and the actors overact how hard simple things are.
It's one of my favorite. I used to watch so many infomercials just to make themselves look like they're incapable of doing their tasks. Yeah.
Are your cups too hot? Yeah. But but chopping, you know, chopping up carrots is not that hard. Like,
it's something I actually hate, though. I don't like
you carrots. Don't like it?
I don't like carrots.
I like carrots are hard because they, well, carrots aren't as fun because they roll.
Yeah.
You chop, roll off there, and then you got to find it. But, like, I like to see how quick I can go.
Oh.
You know? Get the little.
You ever cut yourself doing it?
Never with, no. Never. The only time I ever cut myself cutting something was I was trying to cut open an avocado, and it wasn't ripe. And I had a little muscle, had to muscle it a little bit, and it got me right on my index finger knuckle. It was,
that's the worst place.
It was a deep ass cut, and I was living by myself at the time. I was like 50-50. I was like, I'm bleeding a lot. It's pretty gross. Doesn't really hurt, but it's bleeding a lot.
Right, these stitches.
Am I going to have to like go to the hospital? I don't have a car because I was living in Boston. I was like, am I going to have to call my friend to come get me? And I was like, nah, we'll be good. We'll just bandage it up. Yeah. But now if it gets real cold sometimes, I can't feel my index finger. Yeah, I think I damaged
it. When's the last time you had to like go to the hospital for like something that you like small enough that you debated not going but did?
For myself?
Yeah.
I have not been to the hospital
in a long time
since I got in that car wreck and broke my arm.
That's what I was 21. When I was born.
Right. For yourself.
I don't go to hospital.
Yeah. I've never gone to the hospital for myself. No. I've never had to.
I got bit by a dog and it was a bad cut.
Where?
And I went at a dog park.
Where on your body?
Oh, like in between the webbing of
Why'd
my
you get
finger.
Bit by a dog? Were you like creepy going up to his owner or something?
No. They're. Two dogs were getting into a scuffle, and when they separated, I grabbed one dog to pull it away from the fight.
Yeah.
No one grabbed the other dog.
Yeah.
So it came lunging and tried to bite the dog that I was holding, and it just nicked. It wasn't going for me. Just happened to nick me on the way to the other dog.
That is something that I do not.
It was a German Shepherd.
Because I used to go, we used to take Boone to the dog park every day when we lived in the apartment, and he was a puppy, and we kind of had to. That shit happens all the time. Like, people bring their dogs that have no business being around other dogs.
Right.
And a lot of times they're pit bulls or German Shepherds or whatever. Mm. And it's bad. Like, I don't think the dog died, but I saw a dog get just fucking, mangled by a pit bull one day. And it's just like, dude, why are you even here?
Yeah,
like, if your dog can't do it, like, and the lady was like, obviously she's distraught because her dog, you know,
got
bit. Mm. Yeah. Like, it sucks. I don't know. It's just so sad to see. So I'm glad.
Tom Brady's the man. He got Alex Guerrero another job.
What job?
He is the wellness.
Good to know a guy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.